Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shut it down.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. You've made it to Friday, and it's the ninth day of February 2018. It's unbelievable that federal workers are truly rolling over in bed this morning, checking their phones to see if they got the text to say they need to come in. I think most of them went to bed last night with notice from their agencies saying if you're non-essential, that you weren't, it was unlikely that you were going to be coming in. So a lot of them really, my friends who work in the federal government, I was just checking with a few of them to say, hey, what are you hearing? And normally they'd be mad if I was texting them this early in the morning, but they're saying that they're rolling back over, going to bed for another hour. Wait, see what the House of Representatives decides to do. Really an odd way to govern, isn't it? We'll talk more about it, including a conversation right now with Sharon Reed, who is our WRVA reporter, who is in Washington, up bright and early this morning. Sharon, what's the latest from D.C.?
Get up, get to work.
Oh, it's really? Over. It's over now.
In the House moments ago passed the measure 240 to 186. So your 5-hour and 30-minute government shutdown is technically over.
Just in time for everybody to go to work.
Unfortunately, that is the case.
Okay.
But it's Friday, so it looked dramatic there for a while. We heard from Nancy Pelosi just around 5 a.m. this morning, again insisting that the House Speaker promise to bring up a vote on DACA, on immigration reform. He then followed her and essentially said he's committed to addressing immigration, but stopped short of the promise that she has been seeking. Now, she didn't take 8 hours this time. She took only a few minutes to make the case. So let me shut down the Congress now because it's just done. And so, it looks like enough Democrats did not stick with Pelosi's argument and did join the Republicans in voting in favor of reopening the government, passing this measure, which adds $500 billion in spending. And that is a roughly $300 billion hit to the deficit. It looks like it's on its way now. And so the president, I assume, will sign this shortly, and then things will move forward. And then immigration becomes the big issue. And that moves to the Senate. The Senate Majority Leader overnight this morning said that beginning at 5:30 on Monday afternoon, they'll start the legislative process to start debating immigration.
Very interesting that it moves right on to that. Now, from a practical standpoint, for the people in the audience who are federal employees, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. If you don't know, it's okay, because we're all kind of scrambling to figure this out.
Right.
But while
right.
we're talking, the folks that I was just texting are texting me saying, no, they're being told until the president actually signs it, they don't have to go into work.
There you go. Well, that's probably true then. They'd know better than me because I'm not seeing anything.
Not yet. But I'm watching the House on television, and you're right. It literally just passed as we started talking.
And drama in the morning for a Friday.
Somebody go wake Donald Trump up if he's not already up watching Fox
tweeting. I keep popping over to his tweet deck to see if he's done anything yet, and he hasn't yet. But and keep in mind, you did have the budget director, Mick Mulvaney, did tell agencies to execute contingency plans, and so I guess the final official word will come from him. Many of the employees were still told to go to work today to begin the orderly shutdown activities. So even some of the non-essential were still supposed to go in, but I'm sure they'll get the formal word before we'll know, probably.
Well, all right. Well, Sharon Reed, you know, breaking news live as we go on the air. Really appreciate you joining us, and thanks for getting up so early for us.
You got it. Have a great day.
Thank you, Sharon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.